appear. Obvious, we got a problem here. And it's more than just Alvin streaming Punisher. When life begins to suck, who's reporting it? Luckily, got two friends who you won't forget. Coming live, Alvin and friend on survival. Laughing nonstop, case drops on a cycle. Louder than intrusive thoughts off an iPhone. How they make the world seem bright with the lights off? AFs, it might as well stay up. Lies being told like that dinosaur BS. Magnifying glass to the ground if they don't see us. Having the time, roasting your favorite pizza. Bougie ain't an option, it's the way. Take it to the grave, add moving to the place. You already know when they take the case. Laugh the pain away, it's affirmative.
Minisodes. Hello, folks, and welcome to another Tales from the Hood. I am Alvin Williams. Always beside me is Francel Evans. Hello, Fran.
What up?
Again, I can't stress this enough, folks. Thank you so much for being vulnerable and funny and well thought out and writing really interesting stories in for us to be able to make content from it and learn and gasp and be in awe of your life. I mean, last week we heard a story about a lady who fought for her life after her neighbor's crazy boyfriend killed her and then came over to exact revenge on her for butting into her life or something like that. She said she broke his arm. You know, I thank her for choosing to trust us enough to send us in that email.
Yeah.
And so if you have stories, they don't have to be, obviously, that was insane. I don't expect to get a story like that ever again. But if you have a story that is something personal to you and or crazy neighbor or anything like that, please send it into affirmativemurder@gmail.com. This is that's the whole purpose of this podcast. So if we don't have any emails, we can't do the show. So it's like we would love anything that you have. No story is a bad story. That's not true. Some of the stories are bad stories or not as captivating as others, so sometimes they fall to the back of the line a bit. And we apologize for that, but I mean, if I'm reading the story and I'm not finding the why this was sent in of it, I feel like our audience wouldn't either. And so that might be a subjective thing that we are choosing to do, but I trust our radar. I trust that I go, this is not really, it's not really getting to the meat and potatoes of the, you know, I don't know if I want to read this, is and it's long. So I don't know if I really want to read all of this, and where's the payoff? I don't know if this is as interesting as they thought it was when they sent it in. Now, I'm not trying to discourage people from writing in, obviously, please, if you feel like it's, but just understand that there is a filter system.
We are pre-reading these.
Yes, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
Most of the time, unless it's one that is a slow burn, I can tell, like, hey, Fran and Alvin, let me tell you about the time my arm got cut off by the blender. I go, shit, well. Flag. We're reading that, you know. There's a filter system, and so just understand that. affirmativemurder@gmail.com. We want to hear from you, but they will be filtered. So anyway, without any further ado, we're not going to waste any more time. I have an email from one Jacqueline. Shout out to Jacqueline. Thank you for sending in your email. The title is just as Tales from the Hood, so we don't even have anything to infer from. So this one reads, hi guys, I lived in an apartment complex in North Hollywood, California when I was a baby with my mom and dad. We had an old neighbor named Alma who really loved and doted on me, taking me with her to her apartment often when my parents would allow. Interesting. One weekend, Alma asked if she could hang with me for a bit, but my parents said that they had somewhere to be and that they'd see her when we got back. This is an adult. When we arrived home, police were everywhere, and my parents learned that Alma had been shot and killed by her jealous husband, Juan, who then attempted suicide but only managed to blind himself. I believe Juan spent the rest of his life in prison. Jesus.
Blind himself.
Shot himself maybe on the side, and you know, it didn't kill him, but fucked some shit up. My parents don't remember their last name or any of the information, so I've never been able to look into it further. This was the early 1980s, so who knows what would be available anyway. Now that I'm typing this out, I'm coming to the realization that this may be why my kids aren't allowed anywhere except their grandparents' houses without me, and why I take home security so seriously.
Yeah.
High gates, alarm systems, poles to block sliding doors, and a pit bull. And I have no comment on that. I think pit bulls are case-by-case basis. I don't think that you can just condemn a whole breed, but you know, just be careful. That's all I'll say. I think pit bulls are cute, but Let's all love animals and let's be safe.
You don't like pit bulls?
No, but they have a bad rap.
They do.
They have a bad rap.
They do. So that's Rottweilers.
Yeah, Rottweilers. Yeah, yes. Vicious dogs or dogs that are protection.
I think the names have a negative connotation. I think that's
well, the numbers are not great either. All but right. Anyway, hey, no, because the strong, it's like the beehive.
Okay.
It's like the Rihanna Navy.
Oh, we say something.
Pitbulls. Okay. Oh, don't bully my breed. I don't need that in the social media hashtag.
Wait, is that a hashtag?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, pit bull lovers are very protective and justifiably so, because if you treat a dog right, I believe that. Anyway, I'm not here to dumb. They're great. Listen, they can be a bit cantankerous, as Jamie Foxx would say. They can be a bit cantankerous, but I love them. I think that they're great, and I love that they're adorable. My dad had a pit bull named Bentley. He had a rhinestone collar, but Bentley wasn't around very long. Somebody stole him, because they're also very like popular. You know, in certain neighborhoods, people will steal them. If they see them, they'll take them and dogfight with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
gotcha.
Sad stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she goes on to say, with all of her security measures, she goes, because even your neighbor could be the one you need to keep a distance from. Jacqueline, that's it.
So, did it was her ex-husband?
Yeah. No, she just said jealous husband. So not even ex-husband. We don't know.
Mm.
And she doesn't know because she can't get the story. All I know is it sounds like she was going to be there the day that she got killed because she asked to hang out with her.
Man.
Thankfully, her parents were like, no, we have to be somewhere
later.
That's weird. But, hey, can it like imagine like a 50-year-old woman coming over and being like, hey, can Max come out and play?
Yeah.
Never?
No.
How about never? You know, but I'm sure I'm very sweet and just a sweet old lady and being like, I love kids and my kids are grown, so I like having kids around. But the way she phrased it is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like she Alma came over and asked if I could hang out. Like, huh?
That's weird.
Yeah.
A little strange. That won't be happening.
Yeah. we're going to pass on that, Alma. Thanks. thank you for the offer.
Yeah, I think you're a great person.
Yeah, I think they're great, but no, you can't hang out with my kid.
No.
Or you babysit, maybe. We'd ask you to babysit, but now we definitely won't.
Not even
now. We definitely won't now.
She's dead now because she's dead, but. Hey man, rest in peace. I'm just glad that she wasn't there, man.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great that she wasn't there. That's great.
Because we wouldn't have got this. Wouldn't have got this story.
Affirmative Murder is brought to you by My Life in a Book. With Mother's Day right around the corner, I just know you guys are thinking about a truly special gift for your mom. But let me tell you about a pretty priceless gift. MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book that you could pass down from generation to generation, which I think is a pretty awesome memento to leave behind. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you want to ask. Your mother or the mother can either type her response or record her voice. MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It would be like preserving her voice and her stories for all of eternity. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories, and this is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm in the middle of MyLifeInABook.com journey, and I'm really excited to see how it turns out. I've been asking some pretty thought-provoking and funny questions, and you know, I'm excited to see the response, but I'm also just excited to have the physical book in my hands and know that I can look back on it in 20, 30 years. The interface is super user-friendly. The questions are super easy to set up. It's a breeze of a process. So what I need you to do is check out MyLifeInABook.com. That's MyLifeInABook.com. And use code AMP, that's A, M as in Mother's Day, P, at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for the mom in your life this Mother's Day. One more time, that's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code AMP for 10% off today.
Anyway, we got another story. This is from Mariama. I hope I'm saying that right. I really do. Mariama, I hope that I'm saying it right. This email says Little Caesars Chronicles.
Okay.
You know how we've spoken about Little Caesars in the past, friend.
How much I hate it?
Yeah, I think we both have our thoughts about Square Pizza and how you can just ask them for the leftovers.
I thought you liked Caesar's Pizza.
Don't do that, bro. You always are just throwing dirt on my name and making up lies.
You said that.
I may have said in the order of trash pizza.
Oh.
It does rank.
At the top?
Not at the top, but it ranks. It's not just dismissed. It does have a place. I don't think it's better than Papa John's because Papa John's has the garlic sauce. Okay. I don't think it's better than Domino's because Domino's has really good crust.
Okay. It's not at the top.
It's not better. It's better than Pizza Hut.
Oh, Pizza Hut is gross.
So it's better than Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
But you have to rank Pizza Hut because of the name recognition. So
that.
If you're making a list of like top five, top 10, Pizza Hut has to be on the list, even if I think it's terrible dog shit pizza.
Yeah.
But you still have to rank it. Yeah. And I know for a fact, I will say Little Caesars ranks higher than Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Right?
I agree with that.
So it's not the worst, but I don't go there.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. It's not the
but
worst.
You have though, right?
In a fix, a $5 box of pizza has held me down. It's already ready. Nah. That's what I don't like is that the pizza is just like, do you want a pepperoni pizza?
It's ready.
Yes.
It's in a spinning, heated glass. What's that, oven? What is that thing called?
Yeah, it's like a rotisserie. Yeah. Like it's just rotating. It's just in a rotating box.
You're getting a rotisserie style.
Yeah, rotisserie pizza is insane. It's got a spike through it and it's just spinning around it's spinning around.
The cheese legs.
Yeah, it's dipping off. It's like a pit of cheese at the bottom of the little box thing. Yeah, no. I don't like that it's not made to order. Or like it can be, but you also can just roll up in there and be like, do y'all have any cheeses? They go, we do, actually.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, we do. So
y'all understand how gross that is to me.
Man. Yeah, it's like this is somebody else's dream. Like they asked for this and then they didn't come get
it.
So this is somebody else's desire. And you can give it to me.
Gonna warming up under the heat lamp.
Yeah, it's like you know, so I think that that's crazy, but if I only have
all crusted cheese is all dried up.
Skin. It's got like it's like a skin. The cheese has got that. It's like a skin cheese now. It's not ooey gooey cheese, you know. No. So, but
I think that's foul.
All I'm saying is, if I only have $5 to my name, I'm not gonna shake a stick at Little Caesar's Pizza.
I am.
You'd rather go hungry?
I will go to 7-Eleven. All day.
No, hold on.
7-Eleven pizza is by far
what.
Delicious. It's delicious. 7-Eleven pizza is delicious.
First of all, it comes in a box shaped like the pizza, right? So you can't tell me that that's finger licking good. A triangle box that doesn't that's
finger licking.
That's an
good
oxymoron.
Finger licking is an understatement.
It's an understatement.
How good that pizza is.
Triangle pizza in a triangle box. It's an oxymoron. Boxes can't be triangle, but somehow they are.
It is triangle.
Yeah, the box is perfectly shaped the size. So that means that 7-Eleven pizza is not. Pizza to me is like every slice is like a snowflake. Every slice is supposed to be different, shaped a little different.
Yeah.
But somehow 7-Eleven has figured out a way to make all the slices fit in the same box.
Yeah.
That's genetic engineering to me. Who's making these pizzas? They got a fucking oven with the wood panel in the back of 7-Eleven? No. No. So where are they shipping these pizzas in from?
I don't know.
That they're GMO'd and genetically modified to fit in the same box. But perfectly.
They throw in this oven when it's like fast in like 3 minutes.
And you love it.
Have you had a pizza from 7-Eleven before?
I have to say, if I have, I can't recall. So I might be speaking out of turn.
Okay.
But I have seen you get it.
It's delicious.
And getting a pizza in a box shaped like a pizza is crazy. A box is supposed to be a box.
Getting a slice... But what do you mean, though?
A box is supposed to be a box. A box is square or rectangular. It's not supposed to be pizza shaped.
It's economically... No, wait.
It is economically sound. You're saving space. Yeah. You're not wasting the space on all saving the space. That, all those other triangles that would go around the pizza slice box.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's for. It's delicious, man. You
save
try.
A tree.
You should try.
It's less paper.
I mean, I don't care about that, but you know. I mean, I'm worried about my pizza.
You forgot it even came in a box shaped like the pizza.
I did. No, it's delicious.
Yeah. I guess it's a fun little marketing trick, you know. Oh, it's cheap like the pizza, the box. Yeah, well.
At least I'm not getting to like a sausage or something.
A sausage? They have those?
Like hot dogs?
No, that's crazy.
They're like rolled on the thing?
Just spinning around all day.
That's nasty.
Getting the one, and then you get the one that's been on there since 8 and it's 9:30 at night. Up. Oh, yeah. it's got varicose veins and shit like it's an old lady's thigh. No, that's crazy. It's all shriveled up. No, that's insane. Anyways, we got distracted. Mariamo sent us on a tangent about Little Caesar's All pizza, right. And then we ended up in a crazy place. So Mariamo says, let me start and say that I love seeing black brothers do they thing.
Right on.
My fist is up, Mariamo. Especially in the true crime world where black voices and stories are needed. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're saying all the right things.
Yeah.
I'm writing to let y'all know about the time that I worked at Little Caesars when I was in high school. Oh, she's inside baseball.
Okay.
Inside Caesars.
Okay.
When I tell y'all so much shit went down at that job and I was a minor, LOL. Mm. So.
I mean, I didn't have to do anything.
I guess it gets raunchy at Little Caesars.
Well, they didn't have to make pieces on the spot. They were already ready. So
that's
like,
true. Yeah. How much was going on? I think she's just saying, because we had so much downtime because the pizzas were already ready, customers and who was coming in and stuff. I think that's where she's leading to.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, yeah. So I want to start with the time that one of my coworkers ended up getting shot a couple minutes from my job.
What?
I'm going to call him Bob.
Okay.
Bob and my manager's baby dad. Oh, this is already messy.
Whoa.
I'm going to call him Alex.
Okay.
Bob and Alex have been going back and forth for a couple of weeks over some bullshit for real. And it had gotten to the point where one day Alex came to my job trying to argue with my manager. Don't bring your drama to my job. I work here. So that's already a major red flag. At the time, I was kind of enjoying the drama because I was in high school and would kind of live for it. So he's like, hey, it's not me. It's not my business. I love seeing him. Listen, Mariyama, I love mess too. So you're talking to the right one. Anyways, I really didn't think about it much until one morning Bob called me early in the morning before school telling me he got shot in the arm the night before. That's a casual conversation.
Yeah.
I was shook and kind of confused why his grown ass was calling me to tell me this.
Yeah.
LOL. He was in his 20s and I was 17. And I think he was trying to get with me with the fucking face that's like, the little, it's not sad, but it's like,
yeah,
like. You know which one I'm talking about, where the lip goes like a curved. Mm-hmm. So it's not, she's not into it. That's what that emoji means. But this is how the story goes. He said that him and Alex had gotten into some fight outside of our workplace, meaning Little Caesars. Alex said that he was going to come back that night and show him something. And y'all know what that means. Bob didn't take him seriously. That night when he was walking home, he got jumped by Alex and another person. And in that fight, he got shot in the arm. Honestly, if he was any smaller, I think the bullet would have made it to his chest. I think Bob quit after that. And my manager was always apologizing to him. No criminal charges came from this because, you know, people don't want to snitch. And I think Bob was fresh out of jail. Yikes. I worked at Little Caesars for a year and some change. I have so many other stories, like when my coworker was selling weed from behind the counter, and when he went outside to sell some to a dude, he took the weed from my coworker. Then they started fighting, and my coworker got a gun pulled on him.
Oh shit!
This was in broad daylight with customers in the store. Shaking my head. The tea is that my younger coworker knows the boy who took the weed. Kind of glad I worked there. Built some character, LOL. Anyways, hope y'all enjoyed Mariyama. Hope I'm saying your name right. Now, what I will say is, that didn't have anything to do with Little Caesars.
It did.
That has more to do with like where the location and where this Little Caesars is located. It apparently is in the trenches.
Yeah. No,
so no. I thought I was going to hear about some of the inside baseball of Little Caesars, but you could have said you worked anywhere, and I think if it was on that street and that intersection that you were at, the same stuff might have happened.
I think since we brought up Little Caesars, he was like, well, I worked
there. Yeah, I worked there. So let me tell you about stuff that has nothing to do really with Little Caesars.
If you got some shit that was going on in Little, that has something to do with Little Caesars,
send us another email about that, because this was juicy and crazy, and I can't believe that Bob got shot by Alex, and that's crazy, but we didn't learn anything about Little Caesars.
Yeah.
I'm trying to know, are we wrong? Did you ever make a pizza? I got questions. Let's rattle off like 5 to 6 questions real quick.
Got you.
For questions for somebody that works at Little Caesars.
Okay.
One, how long has a pizza been sitting out that you sold to somebody?
Okay.
That's one I got off the top.
One for me is when do you take it out of the, how long should it be, how long does it have
when do
to
you
sit
call it quits?
Before you take it out.
Yeah. What's the shelf life on a pizza that's been sitting in the oven?
Yeah.
There's two. Three, what are the benefits of square pizza? Like, I'm sure they give you some kind of training video because they gotta indoctrinate you to make you think that this pizza's superior. So what in the video do they say the cheese distributes better, you get more bang for your buck? Like, what is the Little Caesars corporate telling you as the worker there to believe as to why the pizza is square?
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to know.
Mine is, what is it? Is this women made, man made pizza, or is this
shipped in?
Shipped in, frozen. You throw them in the oven, and then you put it in the box, and then put it on the oven thing.
Yeah, because like I understand. I think at Papa John's they roll the dough and everything like that.
Yeah,
no, this actually do it. This exactly right. So this leads me into another question: how do you make a square dough? Because I know if you toss it and spin it, that's how you make the round dough. You're doing it, you flip it, toss it, catch it on your knuckles, and all that. How do you make a square? Do you do that and then cut a square out of that? How do you make a square dough?
Yeah.
If the pizza's fresh, so see Fran's questions 3. To answer question 4.
Yes.
Is it fresh? And if it is fresh, how are you making the pizza square?
Yeah.
Are
you throwing these pieces away?
Ooh, like, because they're already boxed up. You could take them to a homeless shelter or something like that.
Exactly. I was about to say that.
Yeah. Like, are you just wasting these pizzas? Like how Dunkin' Donuts does? I think Dunkin' Donuts just throws all their donuts away at the end of the night.
Is that true?
Yeah. And now I saw a video where it could have been wrong and it might not have been Dunkin' Donuts, but I've seen a video of a donut place where the worker was saying, like, in a sad way, what they. And they were disappointed. They put the donuts in the trash and they pour water in the trash bag.
So nobody can go.
Because like.
You don't want nobody to get free shit?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Capitalism gone wrong in a lot of situations, but that specifically. They just go to waste.
Throw them
destroy
away.
Destroy them. You'd rather destroy them.
I'm not going to. Like, if I'm not making them, if I'm not making money on it, nobody can enjoy it.
Yeah. Because a homeless person might know every Tuesday they throw the donuts out at 6 o'clock and go get them. It's like, pour water on them.
You don't. So?
That's I know. I agree, but
you like get good publicity if you just gave them away.
Yeah, do it like end of the day. If we don't sell them all by 10 o'clock, we'll be out back and we'll give them away for free.
That's wild.
Yeah,
I didn't think that was true. That's crazy.
Yeah. They throw them out, and then now some places. I'm not gonna say a name of a specific business because I don't want to be wrong, but I know I saw the video. There was a bit because the worker was like, "I can't believe they make us do this," but they were pouring water into the bags while they were throwing them out into the trash. They were pouring water into the bags as like so the homeless people can't go get them out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, Mariam, if you have any, like, if you can answer any of those questions, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Also, what's the lore of Little Caesar? What's his deal? Why? Do they tell you that? Like, what is he? What's pizza? Where does that come from?
Yeah.
Like, can you tell us the origins of, like, the mascot and that kind of stuff? That'd be cool if you have that. But also, I'd love to hear about any other kind of ratchet shenanigans that happened in the year and a half that you worked at Little Caesar's Pizza. Yeah. Also, question 7 or 6, I lost count. Why? Why'd you work at Little Caesars? What made you? You could work anywhere, right? Yeah. I mean, like, why? What drew you in about Little Caesars? Did you know a person? Was it a hookup type of thing? Like, I can just get you a job. You don't even have to really fill out an application.
Yeah,
because that's easy.
You could work at a Superior Pizza place.
Yeah, right. I'm sure there's a Papa John's near you. Yeah. You know, like, why wouldn't you go work at Papa John's? Then you could bring home as much garlic sauce as you want. Maybe even find out the recipe. That's high value information. Yeah. Instead, you chose to go work at a place that's a little lower on the chain of pizza rankings. Well, still better than
yours,
Pizza Hut.
Higher than yours, but you know.
It's higher than Pizza Hut. Okay, how many, let's just, give me a number. How many pizza chains do you think you can name?
Me?
Give me a number. Where we 5. Can make a list. You can name 5.
I can name 5.
You can name 5 for sure.
Yes.
Give me 5 right now.
5.
No order. We'll figure out order in a second.
Papa John's. Pizza John's.
Oh, that's regional, but okay. I think there's only 1 Pizza John's, right?
It's 2.
It's 2 Pizza John's? It's 2. Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
This one's disgusting, but CC's Pizza.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That is at the bottom.
Yeah, okay.
One more.
We got Papa John's, Pizza John's, Domino's, CC's Pizza.
Is Pizza Bowley's is that regional?
That's regional too.
Shit.
Give them one.
I have one more.
With.
I have one more.
You didn't say Pizza Hut. You didn't say.
I didn't Pizza. I guess Pizza Hut.
You said guess Pizza. So that's 5.
Pizza's gross.
Pizza. Okay, but Pizza Hut or CC's Pizza? Somebody's got to be last place.
Pizza Hut is definitely.
So we're going to do a quick ranking. Pizza Hut, CC's Pizza, Domino's, Pizza John's, or Papa John's?
It's Papa John's and Domino's.
Papa John's, Domino's, then Pizza John's is number 1?
No, Papa John's is first. Domino's is second.
Oh, it's Papa John's. Okay, so it's Papa John's, Pizza John's, Domino's.
No, Papa John's, Domino's.
Papa John's, Domino's, Pizza John's, yeah. CC's Pizza,
and
Pizza Hut. Yeah. Now, what I would say is, my list, if I just take your 5... I'm popping Pizza Hut down, and I'm putting Little Caesars there. So now it's still in last place.
But I said Pizza Hut last on mine too, right?
Yeah, you said Pizza Hut. But I'm saying on mine, I would take Little Caesars Pizza over Pizza Hut. So I wouldn't, if we're just keeping it at 5, because I don't think I can name 10.
Yeah.
It would get, I'd be naming ones that
you'd be named just down the street.
Yeah, I'd be like Mike's Pizza. Like, that's just one guy's pizza place. So if we'll keep it at 5, because we know we have 5. I would knock Pizza Hut off and add Little Caesars Pizza there. I think Little Caesars Pizza is better than Pizza Hut, but far enough that it would make the top five.
Oh,
now
no.
It's last place. I agree with you. But it still makes the ranking.
But it depends on what's coming with. If you getting the, are you getting a box? You getting the $5 box? When you get like little
Oh,
cinnamon?
You get some breadsticks and some shit. Of course. I want the whole actually I don't know, of course, because it's up to whoever put the order in what you came to get. You know, if that's what they wanted.
That's not.
I'm like, you guys got. I'm like, you guys got any $5 fill up boxes? Like, they're like, well, we don't have any made.
That's how they made their. That's their business model. Is like people that order.
You get other people's pizza. OPP. You get other people's pizza. Little. That's what it should be. The new. If I was a business marketer for Little Caesars, I would be like, we need to revamp it. We're gonna hire Naughty by Nature. We're gonna do a new song, and it's gonna be like. Little Caesars, instead of Pizza Pizza, going to be like, Little Caesars, you down with OPP?
Yeah.
And then in parentheses, it would be Other People's Pizza. Other People's Pizza. Yeah.
Okay, so. Breadsticks?
We didn't one have any Nobody asked for any of those today. So I guess we can make you some, but it's going to take a while because we don't have the thing fired up. We already made what has been asked for.
That's nuts.
That's a crazy business model. Like, oh, we just sell, people call and make orders, we make it, and then if they don't come pick it up, you can come
like,
get it.
If you don't come, it's okay.
Yeah, somebody's going to buy it. If you don't come get it, it's fine. Like, we're going to sell it anyway. Like, somebody will come get it. Because think about it. Like, all the shenanigans that happen to this business, the kind of people that go to some Little time. Caesars, they're like, whatever, what you got?
They get an altercation. Yeah, they don't have time to make
like, I got to go, man. I didn't even ask for this pizza. It's just pizza. I needed pizza. What kind of pizza? They're like, it's a supreme pizza. They're like, I don't even like olives, but that's what you got.
Yeah, got any pepperoni? No, we got half cheese. Half pepperoni.
I guess I'll take it.
It's only $5. Beggars can't be choosers.
That's why I'm like, I think that's a cool business model because you're always a little disappointed, but hey, you're going to eat.
That's like when they put that on the merch.
Yeah, you're like,
it's like beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, Little Caesars, beggars can't be choosers. Because you're walking there, you've been working all day. You're like, man, I would really love a sausage pizza. You go in there, you're like, you walk in all happy and excited, like, oh, I hope they have any sausage pizza. You're like,
that's crazy.
You guys have any sausage pizza? You're like, oh, damn, man, no, nobody asked for
that. Like, ruin your whole day? It's like, they don't have.
We got some ham and pineapple ones, though. You want those? It was for a work party. They didn't come pick them up.
Pineapples are
dry. We got a gang of them, though. We'll give you like all six boxes for like $5. We'll give you all six boxes for $5. You go, damn, well, that. You get quantity over quality. Like, damn, I mean, I only came for one box of pizza, but they gave me three boxes of pizza because they had so many left. So I guess that's cool. That none of them are what I wanted, but I got pizza. Whew. Little Caesars. Man. Other people's pizza. Other people's. Hey, man, once again, affirmativemurder@gmail.com. Please send in your emails. We are dying to hear from you guys. We would love to know what's going on in your world, in your life, like Mariama and the drama at Little Caesars Pizza. Yeah. Please send those in. We would love, audio submissions are great, but I love a nice well-written email. Those always hold us down. Mariama, we found high value entertainment out of your email, so
if
thank you,
you
so much.
Comment on the Facebook page, anybody I talk about,
I love Caesar's
Pizza. I'm getting out and kick you out of the Facebook group. That's fine.
I'll have you know, Little Caesar's Pizza, to me, if I had to make a ranking, it'd be number one. You're like, oh, you're clearly unhinged. You gotta go. Like, something's wrong with you. You're not well.
Oh,
Other People's Pizza is not, you know, I like to eat pizza that came from my mind, my fantasy. You know, if I want like an anchovies and sausage type of pizza, I like to have, I want that. Not somebody else's concoction that they didn't pick up. That's not how I want to live.
But just imagine going like, what do you have? What do you
got? Yeah,
you
like a surprise me.
Like, y'all have any legs? Like, you know, the chicken spit, y'all have any legs and thighs? They're like, what do you have today? We got... Yeah. You know, something exotic.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Well, somebody called in earlier and was like, I want peanut butter on it. You want that? You're like, that's a little too crazy for me. You know? Yeah.
It's like first come, first serve.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if they don't show up fast enough.
Yeah. Well, that person comes and like, you gave my pizza away? Like, yeah. No, now you just threw a wrench in the system because now the system's crazy. Nobody's getting their pizza.
You got to show up on time.
Yeah, you got to show up, hey, man. 30-minute rule.
What a pepperoni pizza and we made it.
Yeah. Hey, they flip it on you. It's 30 minutes or less, but for the customer. Yeah. You gotta get here in 30 minutes or less to claim your pizza. Or you're getting somebody else's pizza. It's always other people's pizza. Worst case scenario, you're getting other people's pizza too.
Yeah. Or you may get like not a whole pizza.
Yeah.
Somebody come in just for a slice.
Yeah.
We have
Then we got some slices. Yeah. So yeah, we got single. We got some singles. Yeah. Like, damn, I mean, I got a whole family. You don't have any whole pizzas? Nah, not right now. We got a lot of single orders today, so we got.
Where's my whole pizza? Well,
we, oh, we gave that away to somebody else. They picked it up. Sorry.
But somebody gave me one of the slices. Yeah. So I was like, we're not going to make a slice of pizza. We just took one from your box.
Yeah, so we broke it down. You want 12 slices? We got 12 slices. We've been getting a lot of single orders today. We can just give you, stack them up like a bunch of boxes. And you, I mean, that's 12 pieces of pizza. That's a pizza. So you want that? Anyway, yeah, affirmativemurder@gmail.com. Please, we this is so fun. I love being able to kind of, you know, dial it back, take it easy, not be so serious. Tales from the Hood is always so fun. And we'll catch you guys next time. Fran, let them know.
Oh, and always be on the lookout
for other people's pizza.